We are rapidly coming to the conclusion of the Easter season, as we only have 2 weeks left until we celebrate Pentecost. In some ways, even though we have these 2 weeks left, today marks a particular end of Easter, because next weekend we celebrate the ascension of Jesus into heaven, which means that today is the last Sunday in the Easter season, where we celebrate Jesus' physical presence among us directly after the resurrection. That for about 40 or 50 days or so, Jesus, after the resurrection, was walking around as he did before his death. And so today carries an almost bittersweet and sad note. For after today, Jesus is no longer going to be physically walking around the world. But he leaves then the continuation of his mission to us, which we see fully at Pentecost. And knowing this is important because it puts into proper focus the readings for today. In a sense, it is Jesus's farewell address, his last words to us before he leaves and ascends into heaven. He, knowing he's about to leave, wants to prepare us for life without him. And so we can ask ourselves then, what does Jesus want us to know before he leaves us next week? Because a significant shift is about to happen when Jesus, after his resurrection, as he's walking among us, the focus is rightfully so on him. The disciples and us are focused on what he is doing. We are watching him. We are continuing to watch him perform miracles and learn from him. Yet now, with Jesus ascending into heaven, the focus begins to shift from what Jesus is doing to what the disciples and what we are doing. No longer are the disciples and us only followers and watchers of Christ. We are called now to be imitators of Christ. And this is the shift that Jesus is preparing the disciples for today. He is saying, okay, you know, it's time to get ready. That you've been watching me and watching how I've lived, how I've cared for the sick and poor, the lonely, the outcast, the sinner and broken, how I have brought the kingdom of God here into the kingdom of man. And now it's about to be your turn to not watch me do this, but to now do it ourselves. And so today on the sixth Sunday of Easter, Jesus is preparing to pass the baton to us. And we see this formally occur at Pentecost, but today he is getting us ready for that moment, giving us a heads up that he will be leaving soon, and it will now be our turn to continue his ministry. And we see an example of this in the first reading, the shift occur. That we hear of Philip, who does what Jesus does. Unclean spirits are cast out, and the crippled are healed. Philip, by doing this, shows that even with Jesus ascended into heaven, we can continue the work and miracles that he did. And we need this preparation this week before we're kind of given that commission at Pentecost, because as we know, to do what Jesus does is really hard. It's wonderful to watch Jesus do the amazing things he did, but to do them ourselves is hard and even scary at times. We can look up to and admire those who take up the baton. We can look up to and admire the saints. We can also have a fear of becoming one, for we see what it costs to truly do what Jesus does. And so Jesus in the gospel provides encouragement and a guide as to how he wants us to live when he is gone. And he starts with, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, our first thought hearing this might be rightfully so, the Ten Commandments, which is true. But we must not forget the greatest of the commandments that Jesus tells us about as well, which is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourself. These are, in a sense, our marching orders while he is gone. But then Jesus also provides encouragement. as he tells us that while he'll be physically gone, he will not leave us alone. As he says, I will not leave you orphans. But he will send the Holy Spirit upon us to be with us and help us to continue his work. Now one can imagine at this time how daunting this all must have felt to the disciples, that they had relied on Jesus for so long, and now he was about to leave them and entrust his mission now to them. And we can feel the daunting of this task as well. It is hard to go from watching the example of Jesus to becoming an example of Jesus. As we approach the end of this Easter season, though, this is the reality that Jesus is preparing us for: to no longer watch Christ, but to imitate him, to rely on Jesus in a new and different way, not rely on him to do the work for us, but to rely on him to help us do the work for him. This is why the first reading is so fitting for this Sunday, because it shows Philip and the disciples take on the baton and move from watchers of Christ to imitators of Christ. And this is the invitation given to us, to consider how in our life we can make this same movement as well, to move from watcher to imitator, to ensure that just because Jesus has ascended into heaven, he is still truly present and seen on earth, perhaps not in the same way as after the resurrection as he walks among us, but that he is seen in us by one another, because we are not only followers of him, but imitators. And so we go out, as we hear in Pentecost, to be true embodiments of Jesus, he who has left us his ministry to continue and to show the world.